Welcome to another edition of the Nashville Restaurant Radio Presents Fantasy Football League. We're doing this for the Giving Kitchen. Tony Galzin, how you doing, man?
Good. How's it going? We're remote again.
Yes, we were remote, but this is fun because we already have guests on the show. They're just amazing. Jumping right in. Due to people's time, we're going to jump right in with our first guest. We have Max Goldberg here live. You are on the show, Max Goldberg.
Hey. Hey, good to be here. I'm sitting in the African American Music Museum right now, about to give a little talk with my brother. But when I got this invite, I had to jump on and just talk some trash. So amazing. Here I am.
Amazing. Well, it's good to have priorities.
It's, you know, I'm making certain life choices right now. Yeah.
The league, I feel like, is still wide open because you are 1-1.
I feel good about that.
A very close 1-1. You've scored 230 points. The leader in the league only has 242 points. So, I mean, like, you're right there, man.
Well, it was a bit of an emotional roller coaster because I went in thinking, you know, things are going to be good this week. And then I put the Giants defense in, who scored a whopping minus 2 points.
I saw that.
And I ended up barely pulling it off by half a point victory. So it was a ride for sure. But, you know, we got the W, excited to move on, you know, move forward and focus on this upcoming week.
Which is, you're playing my team, actually.
That's what I'm here for. I'm just here to talk trash. And I feel like we need a little side wager here, Tony.
Oh, sure. What did you have in mind?
I love your food. And so I was thinking maybe we could do a little, if I win, I get to eat at your restaurant with you. And if you win, you get to eat at my restaurant with me.
Perfect.
It's just a fun, but you know, whoever wins isn't paying.
Of course.
Okay.
Now, Tony, we know what restaurant they're going to be eating at. If you lose, you're going to Nicky's, right?
Of course.
Now, Max, you have multiple. So we're going to, which restaurant are you going to be taking Tony to if he defeats you this week?
Dealer's choice, baby. Wherever you want to go. It's just about quality time and, you know, look, anywhere you want to go. But I know I'm going to be eating at Nicky's come next week. So I don't even know if you need to answer this question.
As of right now, the AI, it has you as a slight favorite. I think it's at, like, what's it recently?
48%. It's 125. Hurricane Dick has projected 125, and Team Goldberg projected 128.3. Now, that is pending if Amon-Ra St. Brown is able to play and produces.
I spoke with him earlier. He's going to be fine.
He's going to be fine?
All good. I haven't even looked at my lineup. I'm so confident. What day is today? Wednesday? It'll be fine.
Thursday.
I
got plenty of time to set it. Thursday.
I'll set it here shortly. Don't worry.
You have CMC going tonight, Max, and that's it. The CMC going. You don't have a lot of decisions to make today. Now, you do have – this is a big one. You have Kyren Williams on your bench.
That was a good pickup, huh, boys? Got to play that waiver wire.
Oh, that's a Monday morning. That's Monday. I was thinking that was a Thursday. No, that's Monday night. So you got time. You have nothing to do until Sunday.
I love it.
No decisions to make. Now, Tony, you have...
I reset my lineup. So last week, I got 0 points from my flex position, which was Zay Jones. I was like, cool, man. I bought into the hype. I'm back and forth. I was out on Trevor Lawrence to start the year. And then I'm like, nope, I was wrong. And then week two, I'm like, yep, I was right. So now I don't know what to do. And then the other guy I was going to play, Breece Hall, because we had that conversation. You're just like, dude, I think you got to play Breece Hall as a flex. I'm like, yeah, he's probably all the Jets have. He ended up scoring 0.9 points last week.
Good.
So between those two guys, I got 0.9 points. So I benched them both. I put in Terry McLaurin, who's, you know, feast or famine, but I'm going to roll. Let's go. Sam Howell and the Commanders. Let's go.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Max, what are you speaking about today? You're at the African American Hall of Fame, Musicians Hall of Fame. Right,
National Museum of African American Music here in downtown.
That's what I was looking for. Thank you.
We're speaking about the momentum in Nashville. So one of my favorite topics. We're speaking to a group of a bunch of awesome entrepreneurs. So speaking with them and then heading straight out to the airport to try to open up these monsters we got opening hopefully next week. A little Titan Sports Bar, a little Kitty Hawk grab and go, and a Voodoo Donut.
K Can you give us a short preview of what you're talking about today? Where do you think the momentum in Nashville is?
Oh,
not that it's football related, but just curious if you're, I want to prime the pump for your speech.
Big picture, I'm extremely bullish on all things Nashville. I think that with growth comes challenges, and I think that the city's doing a great job reacting to those. But man, we are so lucky to be in Nashville and spending the amount of time at the airport that I have, seeing what Doug Krulin and the team have done out there, seeing the airport transformation and the fact that we hopefully will have 35 million passengers going through Nashville the next couple of years is just bonkers. And I'm lucky to be serving a third term on the CBC board and seeing some of the convention numbers and the hotel numbers. Man, we're lucky to be in Nashville. So couldn't be more excited, but yeah, big picture, very bullish. How's that?
That's exactly what I was looking for.
And the guy that is about to mic me up is giving me like the meanest look. And so I should probably jump, but I just had to hop on. Tony, I love our side bet. My wife would kill me if I didn't bring her, so I hope that's okay that I'm now adding to the ticket. But yes.
I think you could bring your wife as well, Tony.
I bet that would be the move. Yeah.
Little double date. So yeah, either way, I'm winning because I get to hang out with you. So bonus time. But I'm very excited to come eat some pizza and chill. So
I feel this way, except I'll probably be eating oysters at Henrietta Ridge.
Oh, so that's your pick.
That's the off the top. It's one of my favorite restaurants in Nashville. So.
Well, mine too. I appreciate you saying that. But yeah, I think you're going to be eating some pizza.
Okay. We'll find out. That's why we play the games, you know?
Side bet, boys. So good to see you guys.
Thanks, Max.
Let me hop on. See you guys.
Max Goldberg joining the show. That was fun.
That was fun. And I just got a free dinner, apparently. So.
Oh, I can't wait to see how this turns out. Now, I am playing Hal Holdenbach this week, and I would be happy to make that same deal.
He was a cruiser last week. He had like 160 points last week.
Crushed it last week. I mean, just insane. I think he scored 169 points.
Yeah.
Am I wrong? And I called that, by the way. I called that in our show last week. I said, Hal has got a commanding lead. I think he's going to take this one away. Yeah, Hal had Jalen Hurts, TJ Hawkinson, and he had Tyler Lockett, plus Tampa Bay's defense and Justin Tucker. He killed it. He had Raheem Mostert on the bench.
Wow.
Who had 25.7 points. And he's got Alvin Kamara sitting there in the IR spot.
Just hanging out. Doing his suspension. Yeah.
He's going to be dangerous in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Look at the little AI projections that it comes with. Kind of has it, you know, people, there's some big moves coming, and Hal's taking like a big move forward. According to the robots, they think he's looking really good. So I would agree. I tend to agree.
Well, I think I'm officially in the very last place position in the league. I am in ninth place.
Oh, no.
And I'm going to blame my draft strategy.
It hasn't connected so far, but I think we kind of touched on it last week. Don't fear. The Bengals historically with Joe Burrow start off slow. They come on late. I heard a stat. I can't remember it exactly, so I don't want to be like, this is the stat, but it's something like they're 1-7 or they're like 1-8 in like over the first two games. Like they've only won like one of their first two games over the last 3 years. And obviously they make it pretty far and even on the doorstep of the Super Bowl. I think they're going to the Super Bowl this year. So don't worry. Bengals? Yeah.
I hope so.
Still not ready.
I need your help. Because if Joe Burrow doesn't play this Sunday, I have issues, but there are still some really great quarterbacks out there on the waiver wire. Tell me who you think I should pick up. We have Monday night. So if I do wait till Monday, Matthew Stafford is still available. I could grab up Matthew Stafford on Monday and potentially replace Joe Burrow. But Justin Fields is out there. Brock Purdy is out there. And Jared Goff is out there.
I also have Prescott on the bench. If you want to trade, we can do something squirrely. All right. I think that
now we're talking, because I would love to have Prescott.
Stafford's kind of putting up good numbers. And then I got to say, I was really bummed. I went to go grab Puka Nacua, he's the Rams wide receiver. He's doing Cooper Kupp like numbers while Cooper Kupp is on injured reserve. And I'm like, cool, let me scoop this guy up. Alyssa got him. Damn it. She was on the waiver wires, scooped him up before. He had one good week. She picked him up last week, had an even better week. So I think that Stafford's got that little comfort receiver. So,
you know who I picked up on the waiver wires this week?
That's not a bad pickup. What's that?
You know who I picked up on the waiver wires this week?
Who's that?
A young running back by the name of Jerome Ford.
I don't even know who that is.
He is the new starting running back for the Cleveland Browns once Nick Chubb went down.
Oh, well, they signed Kareem Hunt, though.
They did sign Kareem Hunt?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. So, well, I don't know if he'll get in this game or not.
Well, it's against the Titans, so it's a tough one for me because do you start the guy against the – I don't want to root for the guy against Titans, but at the same point, I don't really care.
Titans starting four – or front four is also massive. That's the strength of their defense, so.
Hey, so
they're hard to run.
Today we're on Zoom again, essentially. It's through StreamYard, but I'm at my house – because I am about to leave to go to Louisville for a concert with my wife to celebrate our anniversary. And you, Tony, where are you today?
I am in Denver, Colorado, and I'm cooking at the Great American Beer Fest. So it's the largest beer festival in North America, I believe. It's in Denver every year. It's hundreds and hundreds of brewers, thousands of crazy people taking over the convention center. And I'm one of a few. I think there's like two dozen invited chefs from around the country, and they have a separate little area where you can buy an upgraded ticket, and then you get access to bites from all these chefs. And I'm actually, there's also two other Nashville chefs here. Actually, it's Chad. Gracie couldn't make it, but it's the
Chad Newton.
Yeah, the peeps from East Side
Bun Me.
East Side Foss. So Nashville's representing a couple people here. Yeah, I've done this event several times. I got hooked up with these guys when the Craft Brewers Conference, which travels, and it's been in Nashville. It was in Nashville this last spring. And the last time before that was maybe like 6 years ago, and I had done an event with them in Nashville and just kind of got hooked up with them. And now I go to Denver as much as I can every year to do this event. So I'm really excited.
That's awesome. If you are out there watching right now and you'd like to join the show, you have fantasy football questions, you have comments, whatever it might be, please feel free to post in the comment line, or we've also included the link. If you have a camera, you can jump on the show right now, just like Max Goldberg did just a few minutes ago. Tony, Monday, you and I are going to be playing golf. Did you know that?
Let me see. I was tentative in, but now I get back Sunday night. I got to see what's going on. I would like to play golf.
Okay. Well, okay. Right now I have us planning on playing golf at 1 p.m. at the Hermitage Golf Course for the Giving Kitchen Golf Tournament. Nice. And we have two other tickets that I wanted to raffle, auction off kind of a thing. If you wanted to play golf with Tony and I, we are looking for a $500 donation to the Giving Kitchen. Now, this is the Giving Kitchen Golf Tournament. There's going to be tons of chefs there. There's industry people. This is a big time kind of, if you're in the industry, this is a golf tournament you want to be at, because this is where everybody's going to be. And Tony and I were scheduled to play at 1.
I think I can swing it. Yeah.
If you can swing it, then I would love to have you play with us. We're looking for a $500 donation to the Giving Kitchen, and you will get to play a round of golf with Tony and myself. And I was thinking about this morning, and if you're somebody who wants to bid on this, and if you can go over $500, any dollar amount over $500, I will throw in two tickets to the Nashville SC soccer game this coming Saturday, the 30th. Well, Saturday the 30th is next Saturday, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Next Saturday the 30th, I'll throw two tickets to the Nashville SC soccer match September the 30th. So
Nice.
If you're out there listening and you would like to go golfing with Tony and I, send me a message at Brandon_NRR or just reply to this post when I post about this today, and we will get you in. We love to play golf with you, but also we want to help the Giving Kitchen. That is why we're here today, is we want to let you know about the Giving Kitchen, because they are here to help restaurant workers. They help restaurant workers in crisis. You sprain your ankle, you break your ankle, and you can't go to work. You're worried about your bills. That's where the Giving Kitchen helps. If you work in a restaurant, you're injured, you have a sickness, an illness, they will come in and help you pay your bills, get you food, pay your light bill, whatever it might be. And I don't know why it's called the light bill, the electric bill. While you're down, they are really amazing people. And that's why we're here. We're here to do that. And so if you're out there, givingkitchen.org is how you're going to find them. And do want to give a quick shout out while we're in the middle of doing this to Jason Ellis from Supersource. He is he's all in on sponsoring us here for this event, made the donation to the Giving Kitchen. We're very excited. Love Supersource. If you are looking for dish machine and chemicals, please give him a call. I will put his number in the show notes. Back to football, Tony. I'm sorry. We had a little bit of housekeeping there.
Yeah, of course.
So last week, let's talk about your chef special. How did your chef special do last week?
Okay, better than week one, but still a loser. The first week, the chef special, I had Kansas City beating Detroit in the very first game. Of course, after 3 hours of football being played, that bet lost. So I planned on bouncing back last week. Did better. I had Kansas City over Jacksonville, that won. I had New York Giants over Arizona, that won. I had Detroit over Seattle, and they got smoked, so that lost. So I do have another chef special. We need to just, this is two losers in a row now. I'm down $50. So we're going to put together three pretty handy favorites to just get some plus money and just get us moving in the right direction. So I've got Buffalo over Washington. It's in Washington. Buffalo really needs to get things going. I think that is an easy win. So we're going to go Buffalo. I got Jacksonville over Texas. Texas looks pretty hapless, and Jacksonville really needs a big bounce back. They can't start the season 1-3. So I think Jacksonville is going to take that. And then I got Baltimore over Indianapolis, where presumably Gardner Minshew is starting. And I think Lamar and the boys are really getting it going. They looked great last week. So we're going to put all that together, those three wins, Buffalo, Jacksonville, Baltimore, that's going to be plus 114. So that's 20 or $25. It's going to pay us back almost $30. So let's go. That's my chef special.
All right. I like it.
Week one, I didn't see there was any way that mine could lose week one. Week two, I felt a little more shaky. This week, I feel very strong again.
All right, well, we have a pick 'em. Last week, you picked the Giants, who, man, I thought you were going to use your first loss the other day for the Giants. I had San Francisco. Both of our teams won, so we are 2-2 on the weekly pick 'em. I have used who played the Rams week one? I forget now who my team was, but I have not. I'm going to make my pick for this week, and I am taking the Cowboys over the Cardinals. I'm going to use the Cowboys now because I don't think that that's a gimme, in my opinion.
Yes, and I think I am going to take. Let's see. I need to. Can I look at the schedule really quick here?
Of course. You can go over the schedule. I can tell you the favorites.
Yeah, I just can't remember who I took week one. I wrote it down.
San Francisco is a 10.5-point favorite over the Giants tonight. Miami is a 6.5-point favorite over the Broncos. The Browns are a 3.5-point favorite over the Titans. The Ravens are an 8-point favorite over the Colts. The Buffalo Bills are a 6.5-point favorite against the Commanders. The Jaguars are 9-point favorite over the Texans. The Lions are a 3-point favorite over the Falcons. And the Patriots are a 2.5-point favorite over the Jets. You got 2 points, the Packers over the Saints. Vikings, Chargers. Vikings are projected 1 point. That's a toss-up.
Don't want any.
Seattle Seahawks are a 6-point favorite to the Panthers. The Cardinals are a 12-point dog to the Cowboys. Ooh, man, your Bears are not looking good this week.
No, nothing about that organization. We could, if you want to add minutes to the show, I can just start right now, but we can save that for a different time. Just when I turn on the news, the opening of First Take on ESPN today is everything done with Justin Fields and the Bears? And like, their defensive coordinator quit last week after 2 weeks. He quit. It's a nightmare. I wouldn't stay away from anything Bears. So I took Jacksonville week one, right? Because you were in Indy and you said you had the chance to root for Indy. I took New York Giants last week. I'm gonna just take a little low hanging fruit again this week. I'm gonna go with Baltimore over Indy. I'm gonna keep picking against Indy, especially with Anthony Richardson out. He looked dynamic. He got in the game. He scored 2 touchdowns. He was doing stuff with his legs, and then he got a concussion. So I'm going to pick Baltimore to roll with Indy, over Indy.
I think that's an interesting selection because Minshew Mania could be coming back.
He is probably the best.
The storyline of him coming back and leading the team to a win over the Ravens, who are heavily favored. I just see the storyline there, so I like that pick a lot.
Yeah, it's something fun to do. And I was thinking about, we still don't have our bet yet about what, you know, the punishment or reward will be for the winner and loser of our bet. I had a thought.
Okay.
I was telling Caroline, I'm like, oh, I have to come up with a bet. I'm like, how about we do live on the podcast, the one chip challenge? And she goes, they don't sell it anymore. Somebody died. And I said, that's not true, but it is. So I'm not going to make fun of that. But I don't know that we can get – you may still be able to get a one chip.
You can find one on Amazon, I promise.
Yeah, or my other thought was something like a Hot Ones situation where we can just do a live show and just have to eat some hot wings as we go through. Something like that. You have a preference either way?
I'm looking at the one chip challenge. One chip challenge. Here we go. Yeah, no, I'm down for that. We got to come up with like a certain brand and we can have people make recommendations on that.
Are there different ones? There was just that Pacwi was like the brand, and it came in Pacwi. It came in a little box that looked like a coffin. And you opened it up and there was just like one wrapped chip in there that looked.
I mean, I found it here. That's okay. What the box.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. But they do not have any for sale.
Yeah, I think they took it off the market. So maybe something else spicy. We can get some friends in. You know, Nina.
We need to do a bowl of her papaya salad. Nina Hot.
Maybe a Nina Hot, like how many bites? 10 hots of a Nina bite, a Nina Hot something, you know, something okay. Like
that. 2 bites of a Nina Hot will get you.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, maybe something like that. I think like a spicy punishment is the.
Whenever somebody wins or loses, we'll do a live show from Ty Isan.
Yeah.
And we'll do that. Whoever loses has to eat 5 bites of the Nina Hot papaya salad.
All right, there it is.
I need to not lose. My game five face is on like now.
Hot, but it's a lot. Like the first and the only time I've ever ordered Nina Hot, I was like, ugh.
It was a different level, man.
I was sweating, nose running, eyes watering, like all the things. Face was red, lips were burning. It's a lot.
Hey, let's go through and make our picks for the week on, okay. Let's go over our challenges. So I have posted all of the lines this week, everybody's matchups. I have posted on the Instagram page for Nashville Restaurant Radio and our stories. So I am playing Team Hal Holdenbach, and I am right now scheduled to win 121.2 to 117. I will probably lose again, depending what Jamar Chase does. Brandon Ayuk looks like he might be hurt. I ended the show last week. I said, may the injury bug not bite you, but it looks to have bitten me. So I'm a 52% favorite right now, but I'm going to pick Team Hal Holdenbach to beat me this week.
Oh, wow.
Keep me in the cellar. I got to be real. I don't think I'm going to win this week.
Who do the Bengals play?
They play the Rams.
They're playing the Rams. Is that in Cincinnati or in LA?
It is in Cincinnati, I believe.
You know, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what to. I don't know what to say. Like I said, you know, they start slow, but Burrow re-injured that injury that kept him out of training camp. Remember, he got carted off during training camp, and then it turned out to just be a calf. We don't know if that's going to be how much of an issue that's going to be. He's still listed as questionable, which is better than doubtful, which is what it seemed like he was going to be. So you never know if he's on
Cincinnati.
He's on the field. You guys might be able to pull it off. So.
If he's on the field, once him and Ja'Marr Chase get it together, I think we're looking really good.
Yes.
They just need that by week four. It's got to happen. So if he's got to sit this week out, I'm okay with that. All right, let's look at some other matchups this week. Let's go to your matchup, which is with Team Goldberg. We already discussed this. You are projected to lose right now by 5 points. He's at 130.7 to 125. I'm going to take Team Goldberg here, Tony.
You are. All right. Let me look at my matchup. Sorry, I lose my video when I go to the stuff here, but I really need to.
It's okay.
Look at it and see. Yeah, I'm feeling not.
He
so
put good. In after we talked. He went ahead and put in Kyren Williams. I love that.
Mm. Jalen Waddle is questionable though. Amon Ross St. Brown are both questionable. I'm never rooting for injuries, but in this case, I wouldn't mind if those guys just sat an extra week to get healthy. That'd be okay for me. Like I said, I made a little bit of moves. I picked up New England defense. The New York Jets offense looks so stupid. And it's really going to be inept. And I don't see Belichick losing to the Jets without Rodgers. So, yeah, I think I'm in a good position. I just – it's you don't know because he's got Christian McCaffrey and Trevor Lawrence who can both just go off for huge, huge, huge wins. So I'm going to pick myself, though, of course.
I like that. All right.
I want that free dinner. So.
Yeah, no kidding. I hope that you win.
Yeah, me too.
Dinner Henry Red sounds lovely. Let's go over to – somebody whose restaurant you could be going to eat at if you wanted to. Max's Catbird Seat with Chef Brian Baxter and his team, the Butterfingers. He is playing Team Fierce from Naima Walker Fierce over at the Germantown Pub. And this is a coin flip. 122.4 to 122.6.
Yeah, the robots think they're perfectly evenly matched up this week. Scrolling through there, so Brian has already benched. He's moved Anthony Richardson down to the bench, which is good. He's got Kirk Cousins in. Don't know about that.
Oh, man, Kirk Cousins is going to be a beast. That dude has just been amazing fantasy numbers so far.
Yeah. I'm looking for him to sort of regress, but you never know. I'm not a hater. We mentioned this in, like, the first show. I think he's like a human Skechers shoe. He's just like a real basic dude, but... sometimes you can just come through and transfer from a Skechers to an Air Force One. So you never know. Maybe Kirk Cousins this week.
I feel like they both have a lot of players that can be hit or miss. Like they'll have huge weeks, then they'll have, off weeks.
Yeah.
Justin Herbert, Kirk Cousins, I feel like are usually pretty solid. They're going to put up good numbers, lots of yards, typically some touchdowns. But I mean, Joe Mixon, Alexander Mattison, they could go off. They could not. Rashad White, A.J. Dillon, Devontae Adams, Stephon Diggs. I mean, Diggs always puts up numbers. Devontae Smith always puts up numbers. But Mike Evans is one of those, he had a great week last week, but will he do it again?
Yeah, he had a great week because he's playing against the Bears last week. But, yeah, you never know. Let's see.
I think I'm going to go with Naima on this one. Sorry, Brian. I think I'm going to take the rookie Naima, first time playing fantasy football, and she is 1-1, and she's doing great.
I think I'm going to go with you. I think those teams look a little bit better. Plus, you still got New York Jets defense, which I think is not going to be great. New England. So.
Let's move to the number one team in the league right now. It is Alyssa Gangeri and Chrisontroversial Calls from Buttermilk Ranch. She is in first place, riding Geno Smith to the trophy.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, it's big numbers.
So Geno Smith versus Deshaun Watson. Do you think this Deshaun Watson's the truth? I'm not there yet with him.
No, I think he's like better than average, but you know, average quarterback would be, there's 32 quarterbacks, so he's better than 16, but I don't think he's like a top 8 or 9 quarterback. Somewhere in that middle tier. They're playing Tennessee again. Tennessee defense really, really, really good. I don't love that matchup. And then Geno Smith going to Carolina, and he just all of a sudden synced up with Lockett last week, got it to going with both his receivers. Actually, I think that's going to continue. Although Carolina defense did really look better than I thought. I watched that game on Monday night against New Orleans, but I think Geno is going to really win that. And then they're pretty evenly matched in a lot of other ones. Tyreek Hill listed as questionable. I don't really know about that. And then, like I said, she picked up Puka Nacua. That's my favorite player's name to say. It's the most jealous I was of not getting to the waiver wire quick enough.
That's where the league is won, on the waiver wire.
And then Chris Olave at flex. I mean, he could just go off against Green Bay. I don't know. Their defense is good too, but I'm going to go ahead and pick her.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm looking at the running backs for Wilson. He's got Austin Ekeler starting, and he probably won't play.
Yeah, he's listed as but I think
he's questionable, but also probably not going to play. And her only other, I'm sorry, Wilson, Tandy's only other running backs were Jonathan Taylor, who's out, David Montgomery, who's hurt, and Jeff Wilson Jr. He doesn't have another running back to even put in there.
Oh, he's got Khalil Herbert.
Oh, yeah, you could put Khalil Herbert in. So, I mean, Khalil Herbert versus DeAndre Swift or James Conner. And then I'm going to have to go with Alyssa as well. I just see too many consistent players on her team who are going to produce, and I'm not seeing it for Tandy this week. He's been hitting by the injury bug. He had Deontay Johnson, who's on injured reserve.
Yeah,
Dave Montgomery, Jonathan Taylor, Jeff Wilson Jr. I mean, he's just getting beat up. Austin Ekeler, he's really getting hurt by injuries. He's got some work to do. I need to call him.
Yeah.
Tough one there. All right, so we have a couple of chefs going after each other. The other 0-2 team with me, Alex Ballou, is up against Pat Martin this week. And Pat is projected to win by 4 points.
That is going to be, I'm looking at their roster real quick. Yeah, Pat is a slight 51% favorite. But again, Alex has Mahomes. It's playing against Chicago. I'm really, really down on Chicago right now. Their defense looks as bad as I've ever seen it. And I've been watching Bears football since 1983 or 4. Derrick Henry listed as questionable, but I think he'll play. On the other side, he's got Jared Allen, Ramondre Stevenson, who really hasn't done anything. Aaron Jones listed as questionable. They're kind of a coin flip. They look really, really even. They have a slight, you know, edge for Pat, but
I don't think Aaron Jones is going to play. If he does, it's going to be in a limited fashion.
I'm going to go Alex. I think he's going to get on track. I think Mahomes and Derrick Henry are going to look good. Granted, that
Judy too. I think he hasn't had the opportunity yet, but he's a great player.
Yeah, and I think that there's going to be a lot of passing yards in that game. I think Miami comes out shoot in. Granted, I like that's again dependent on if Tyreek Hill plays, but I think Miami has shown that they can put up a lot of points quick, and I think Denver might have to abandon their run game and start hucking it just to stay in the game. So that kind of bodes well for Judy. So I'm going to give it to Team Ballou by a slight margin.
Me too. All right, so Tony, there we go. We have done the chef special picks. We've made our picks. We've gone over the schedule. If you want to look at these individual lineups yourself, please go to the Nashville Restaurant Radio Instagram page. Look at the stories. You can see the standings for the year. You can see all of the matchups. And I would love for you to pick who you think is going to win. Just comment right there from the stories who you think is going to win, and we will tally those if anybody comments, right? Because that doesn't always happen. Want to say thank you to Max Goldberg for joining the show. We are going to be back with Nashville Restaurant Radio on Monday with Stormy Warren Stormy Warren is the host of the Stormy Warren Show. He's a country music icon, and he is hosting a singer-songwriter series at the 1230 Club upstairs in their supper club. It is a beautiful space. It's a fun, fun conversation around what he's doing, why he left the highway. Do you know who Stormy Warren is, Tony?
I don't. Sorry.
He was the host of the Stormy Warren Show on the Highway, which is the largest listened to country morning show in the world.
Oh, wow.
And over 20 million listeners every day. And then he's now on the Big 615 on the TuneIn app, and that he is with Garth Brooks. So Garth Brooks has his own channel, and Stormy now has a Stormy Warren Show, and it's hosted for Garth Brooks. And so he's doing this series. He has a podcast called the Exit 209 podcast, which Exit 209 is Broadway. And he talks about Nashville things, and very interesting guy. And we had a really good conversation. I'm really excited to share a conversation on Monday. I'm going to go see the Foo Fighters tonight.
Awesome. That's in Louisville.
Yeah. It's a festival called Louder Than Life. I'm seeing the Foo Fighters, Weezer, 311, L7, Rancid, all kinds of bands. So we're going to leave here in about 20 minutes, and we are heading to Louisville for a anniversary concert.
Fun. Happy anniversary. I know you had to make some plans last week because one of your restaurants opened, but now I'm glad you get to take off and go ahead and celebrate that. That's congrats to you.
Thank you for reminding me that Chago's Belmont Cantina is officially open. I will give myself a plug.
It's up.
Parents weekend this weekend, so it's going to be insane. I am so excited to see that place rocking and rolling.
Article, is it Nashville Scene that posted? Yeah.
Chris Tramlin came in, wrote an article. Delia Jo Ramsey made a really nice reel about it. She is the queen of queso, and this she has approved our queso, said it was fantastic. So we are queen of queso approved.
Yeah, you got to get that.
And Brad Schmidt came in 2 days ago and wrote an article for the Tennessean, took some pictures, and hopefully he's kind. You never know. I'm not going to say
it looks great. I can't wait to get in.
So. He did tell me how much he loves your pizza, by the way.
I wouldn't know that myself, but that's cool.
Why he told me to tell you.
Maybe he's coming around.
He loved it. He loved your pizza. And the bagels. What happened to the Nikki's coal-fired bagel shop?
What's that?
Are you still doing the bagels?
Yeah. Saturday and Sunday mornings, 9 to 1. We do. We have our bagels. You can dip like bags of bagels, bagels with cream cheese, or bagel breakfast sandwiches. We have a couple different sandwiches. We start to gear up again once like football starts and college sports start. We actually do like caterings. So if you guys need a lunch catering, we start to do caterings for like, there's this one lady that has a son that plays Vanderbilt lacrosse. And she's just like, I'm going to have you guys deliver bagels every Sunday home game. So just putting that plug out there. If you got events, you got kids soccer, you got whatever, and you need little bagel drop off for your
crew. Will you deliver to the Titans parking lot?
I don't know if you can get in on game day, but maybe I can get close. I can just meet you on the side of Korean Veterans Parkway.
I love it. Well, Tony, enjoy your time at the Great American Beer Festival. If you want to play golf with Tony and I on Monday, I am a really bad golfer, but I have a lot of fun. I love to talk fantasy football with you. I love to talk restaurant stuff. Love for you to help out with the Giving Kitchen. Like I said, a $500 donation gets you into golf. Anything above $500, and I'll give you 2 tickets to the Nashville SC game on September the 30th. So thank you, Tony. Have a wonderful weekend. May the fantasy football gods be with you. Final thought.
No, I don't know. I think I got it all out.
All right. Good stuff. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks, Tony.
All right. See you. Bye.
Bye.